7:15. Fiona Kelly is here with it, says in the papers.
Hospital inquiry to name and shame. That's the headline on the front of today's Irish Examiner, which, in common with the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail, leads with the Taoiseach's remarks on RTÉ's This Week programme yesterday that the terms of reference for the inquiry into the huge cost overruns at the Children's Hospital will enable it to find individuals accountable or identify individuals who made particular mistakes. The lead editorial in today's Irish Times analyses what we know about why the spend on the hospital has continued to spiral, while the Irish Independent takes a firm line in its lead editorial that the building of the hospital must still go ahead. After years of delay and dithering, the worst of all worlds would be to reverse engines at this point, the writer suggests. Back on the front of the Independent, the nurses' strike provides the lead story there, where we're told that 100,000 hospital patients are at risk of having their surgery cancelled as nurses escalate their strike action. For its lead story today, the Times Ireland edition quotes comments made by the Taoiseach over the weekend in which he said that although he is willing to listen to Theresa May's suggestions about how the backstop impasse can be resolved, he doesn't believe a technological plan will work on the Irish border. The Independent and Examiner both run with front page reports on a warning issued by Goodbody stockbrokers that a no-deal Brexit could push Ireland into a recession within 18 months. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Herald leads with the arrest of four people in Spain in relation to the killing of 38-year-old Carl Carr from Marino in Dublin, whose body was discovered buried just off a motorway in Spain last week, 5 months after he went missing. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, leads today with the investigation into the murder of 27-year-old Rachel Smith 32 years ago, whose body was buried at the foot of Glendhu Mountains in Dublin by her killer, who has never been brought to justice. Stephen Breen interviews Antoinette Smith, who was just 3 years old when her mum disappeared after she had attended the David Bowie concert in Spain in July 1987. The Irish Daily Mirror leads today with the picture of Conor McGregor and his son Conor Jr. attending the Super Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia last night. The Department of Employment and Social Protection brought 177 alleged welfare fraud cases to court last year. That's according to a story on the front of today's Examiner, where it's also reported that Gardaí made 14 complaints of bullying in 2018, which we're told is the highest figure in 7 years. Back in the front of the Irish Times, there's a report there on how overdoses caused by strong over-the-counter painkillers dropped by one-third following the introduction of restrictions on their sale in 2010. And it's also reported that households not using authorised bin collection companies are to be held to account by a TV licence-style system of inspectors who will call to their front doors and issue fines. And finally, Ruby Walsh is pictured on the front of today's Irish Times as he crosses the line on Bells Hill at Leopardstown yesterday, where he won the Irish Gold Cup. And he's also pictured on the front of the Independent, proudly displaying his trophy afterwards, snuggled in between his daughters, Isabella and Elsa. It's a lovely picture.
Fiona, thank you very much.